The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, this is Nicole Hunter from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Essence Magazine, and this is the March and April 2020 edition. On the cover of this edition is Taraji P. Henson. She's going to discuss on building her empire and finding true love. We're also going to discuss 140 must-have products for our skin and hair care. Take Control, featuring Lori Harvey, Tika Sumter, and Mona Scott. So let's go ahead and get started. Manifesto. Breathe. Spring is a time of renewal. Frost melts, flowers blossom, and cleaning beckons. The season is also a signal for us to step back from our busy lives. We want to be good mothers, wives, and our friends, have great careers, stay fit, and be globally connected. But it can all be overwhelming. Stopping to recalibrate opens the door of possibility. So exhale, refresh, just breathe. Our cover star, Taraji P. Henson, has done just that, and she's now embarking on a particularly exciting period in her life. With her hit TV show, Empire, coming to a close, she's leaving Cookie Lion behind and venturing into new territory. With the launch of her hair care line, TPH by Taraji, and upcoming nuptials, she's also speaking out on mental health in an exclusive interview with our intrepid Yes Girl podcast hosts, Corey Murray and Charlie Penn. Henson reveals how she's juggling it all and why the time is right for her amazing new adventures. Speaking of full plates, we're taking one thing off yours with the best in black beauty. Our brilliant beauty editors have created products that will have you flexing in your complexion and keeping your tresses popping. We also feature game-changing black women at the helm of some of the world's foremost beauty brands in beautiful minds. Mixed-ish star and mom, Tika Sumter. She's going to reveal self-care secrets and beauty musings. Meanwhile, it girl, Lori Harvey, who broke the internet with footage of her 23rd birthday bash in Jamaica, wows and leader of the new cool. And Colin Carter, the force behind Cardi B's most iconic looks, gives us a peek of her journey with the star in Real Fashion Confessionals. Finally, if you were online over the holidays, then you know it seemed as though everyone was in the motherland, and many of us who weren't were feeling significant FOMO. Africa may be in right now, but we know Africa has always been in, which is why we've rounded up the continent's movers and shakers in Essence Africa List. Another thing we know, life is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the ride with love. And this was beautifully written by Mona Liu. She is the Chief Content and Creative Officer. So some things that we're talking about of what we're loving now. Number one, Moleskine paper tablet. Part of Moleskine's smart writing system, the paper tablet allows you to transfer musings from page to pen to cloud or screen via Bluetooth. Number two, Imaja Jamil Cognic Turban. Available in March, this super chic, handcrafted vegan leather accessory will perfectly accent your crown. And it's what we call a turban. And number three, Supreme Models. So this book is by Marcellus Reynolds. He immortalizes the black women who have revolutionized fashion, from Iman to Bethan Hardison to a new generation. Speaking on musings, count it all joy. So on screen and off, mixed-ish actress Tika Sumter is the mom who teaches important beauty lessons to the little girls in her life. Typically, we fall in love with actors through the characters they portray. We find a connection to them through their stories. Not with Tika Sumter. All it takes is one look and she's got you. You immediately understand who Sumter is. A melanin-rich performer who's conquering a world that too often says her type of beauty isn't enough. If I saw little Tika now, I'd just want to say, it's okay to be awkward. Sumter reflects, honestly, I didn't think I was the prettiest girl in high school. I thought I was cute, but I knew I had to have other things to offer the world. With the world now eagerly accepting what she so richly offers, Sumter continues to feed our need for her gifts. She's currently starring as Alicia Johnson on ABC's Mixish, on which she plays the mother of three biracial children. Sumter is the mother of a biracial daughter herself, which gives her nuanced portrayal of Johnson an even deeper resonance. I want to be an example to other women, or other Black women especially, she explains. I'm touched when they come up to me and say, I see myself in you. That means the world to me. I think it's really important that I'm an example. I want my daughter to be proud. I want her to recognize that all things are beautiful and that all hair textures are beautiful. I want her to understand that she has a dark-skinned mama who wants her to love every single flavor I want her to understand that she has a dark-skinned mama who wants her to love every single flavor we are and to appreciate our huge array of colors. Continuing on to the culture section of this section of Essence, Proud Adrian, from London's West End to Broadway. Tina, the Tina Turner musical, has only one star. The unstoppable Adrian Warren. So back in 2016, in the revival of Shuffle Along, lauded director George C. Wolfe commanded a stage full of theater heavyweights. Audra McDonald, Billy Porter, and Brian Stokes Mitchell. The reviews weren't especially favorable, except for the praise lavished on one rising star, Adrian Warren. A petite powerhouse from Hampton Roads, Virginia, Warren earned her first Tony nomination for playing the dual roles of Gertrude Saunders and Florence Mills in Shuffle Along. Offstage, she was garnering just as much attention. When she went in to read for a Tina Turner production, then in development with UK producers, an impromptu performance sealed Warren's fate. Katori Hall, who wrote the book on which the musical is based, remembers that day. It was 10 a.m., and we had a round table when we were reading the whole script. The mountaintops, Hall says in her emphatic Memphis drawl. We were like, we'll put this song there and this song there. All of a sudden, when we got to Private Dancer, Adrian was ready. It was crazy. We all knew we'd found Tina. 2 years later, the world would see Warren's take on the ageless rock star when the Tina Turner musical, debuted in London, where she performed for a year. This past November, the show crossed the Atlantic to New York's L'Enfantine, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, theater. On opening night, the iconic Tina Turner herself joined Oprah Winfrey, Spike Lee, Tiffany Haddish, Gayle King, and others to celebrate Warren's reprisal of the role. For Warren, the thrill continues, especially when she sings, "We Don't Need Another Hero." I spent a lot of time on stage all by myself, she explains. And it's one of the moments that I share with the entire cast. which I really, really enjoy because they're such a great group of people on stage and off stage. And there's something else that Warren holds dear, the ability to connect with her audience. She cites some advice that the legend herself once gave. Tina taught me to always perform for the audience, says Warren. She always looks her fans in the eyes and she plays with them and really shares energy and shares the moment. And now I get to do that. I also get to put a little bit of myself into the performance. So it's a little bit of Tina and a little bit of Adrian out there together on that stage. So moving on to the entertainment section, Made You Look is the title of this article. Whether you watch at home or trek to a theater, this slate of screen gems and choke full of comedic breakouts and dramatic heavy hitters who are definitely worth your time. One show is called 20s and it debuts March the 4th on BET. Lena Waithe is bringing BET its first show with an LGBTQ lead, loosely based on Waithe's own start in the entertainment industry. 20s follows Hattie, a queer black woman, and her two straight friends, Marie and Nia, and they chase their dreams in Los Angeles during their 20s. Little Fires Everywhere is the next show, and that debuts March the 18th on Hulu. So it's based on the best-selling novel. This miniseries stars Kerry Washington as a single mother who has just moved to an Ohio suburb. After crossing paths with the white picket fence Richardson family, led by Reese Witherspoon's character, she upends their lives in this tale of secrets, scandal, and arson. And then another show, which actually I'm currently watching it, it started February the 11th was when it debuted, and it's called Cherish the Day. It's on OWN, and it's a really good show, by the way. But Ava DuVernay is back with More Black Love, this anthology series starring Zasha Rockamore and Alano Miller is about the life of a couple. Each episode spans a single day, and the narrative highlights the major movements in a relationship that compel people to stay. So you can check out any of those shows. Again, 20s, that debuts March the 4th on BET. Little Fires Everywhere, that debuts March the 18th on Hulu. And Cherish the Day, which is already, it's already in progress, and it actually debuted on March the 11th, last month. And then there's some other shows to keep in mind. So Self-Made, inspired by the life of Madam C.J. Walker. And that is going to debut on March the 20th on Netflix. One of America's first black millionaires and our first woman self-made one is getting a series. Oscar winner Octavia Spencer plays the black hair care pioneer in this program based on the biography On Her Own Ground by the entrepreneur's great-great-granddaughter, Aaliyah Bundles. And then there's Charm City Kings, and that debuts on April the 17th, and that's going to be played in theaters. So in this flick, a Baltimore teen portrayed by Queen and Slim's Jahee Winston has to decide between the straight and narrow path his mother has set and the allure of gang life, with a story co-written by Barry Jenkins and directed by Angel Manuel Soto. This project features rapper Meek Mill's acting debut. And then there's Hunters, and that debuts on, or it has already debuted actually, on February the 21st on Amazon. So Tiffany Boone, she stars alongside Al Pacino in this Jordan Peele-produced drama about a group of Nazi hunters who discover hundreds of high-ranking Nazis living among them. When the hunters find out the terrorists plan to stage a fourth rake, the 1977 New York City set show gets bloody. And again, the titles of these upcoming shows, number one, or actually number four, Self-Made, inspired by the life of Madam C.J. Walker, and that's going to air on March 20th on Netflix. And then we have Charm City Kings, that debuts on April the 17th, and that will be in theaters. And then Hunters, that has already debuted, and that was February the 21st, and you can currently view that on Amazon Prime. Next section that we're going to cover is under Focus, Her True Story. Barack Obama became the first black person to reach America's highest office, but we've always had ties to it. Geneticist Betty Kirsch sheds light on her family's relationship to President James Madison. In 1990, when Betty Kirsch's mother went to, or let me repeat this again, sorry. So in 1990, when Betty Kirsch's mother went to her carrying a box of carefully preserved memorabilia that showed her family's connection to the U.S. presidency. Kirsch was concerned. "I worried that my mother was ill or something," says the geneticist and retired pediatric physician. Kirsch was relieved to learn the real reason her mother was finally handing over the box. She said, "I wanted to make sure you had plenty of time to write the book," Kirsch recalls. In that work, the book is called The Other Madisons, The Lost History of a President's Black Family. And that can actually be purchased on Houghton Mifflin Harcourt for $28. So Kirsch sets down what she's known since she was 5 years old, that her family is descended from an enslaved cook named Corrine and one of America's founding fathers, President James Madison. It's a remarkable tale passed down orally through generations, and one that Kirsch didn't want America to forget or relegate to the sidelines. "Those stories aren't just about my family," she says. "They represent what many African-American stories contain." In pursuit of this history, Kirsch has traveled the world to bring forth the untold accounts of Africans who became tied to the soil. From visits to James Madison's slave-built plantation at Montpelier in Virginia to a fortress in Elmina, Ghana, where Africans were chained, starved, and raped before their journey through the Middle Passage, Kirsch would discover how poorly our past has been recorded. Often it had been blatantly erased, but that didn't stop her from uncovering critical bits of evidence, such as the handwritten bill of sale for her great-great-grandmother, Elizabeth. Kirsch also learned that her ancestor, Corrine, had been the product of a rape of an enslaved woman named Mandy by the former president's father, James Madison Sr. Corrine herself was later raped by her half-brother, who would go on to become commander-in-chief in 1809. It is a saga that Kirsch says makes her deeply angry, yet she admits to having mixed feelings about Madison's legacy as the father of the Constitution. Certainly, he was a brilliant man to be admired, and he contributed vastly to this country, she acknowledges, but he did not set a single slave free. Kirsch notes that her complicated family narrative reminds her of the resilience and strength already embedded in her own soul or her own spirit through the very survival of her enslaved forebears. She says that writing their story taught her how to fight mad. "You fight, but you fight for a purpose," she explains. "You fight for the good of yourself, your family, your fellow African Americans." That sheer will to fight is the true gift that her mother gave to her in a box of historical documents. On to another article in a lighter note, titled are under the power section, and it's titled Mission Possible. So we're going to meet Holly Drains. She is a former Secret Service agent to the Obamas and the founder and CEO of a security firm run by people of color. So in 1998, after earning her degree in criminal justice and doing a great deal of soul searching, Holly Drains entered the police academy in Hartford. She remembers being one of only four women of color to graduate from the academy in her group and placing first among the 29 officers in her class. They told me there had never been a black woman who had graduated top of her class, Drains recalls. The Hartford native loved police work, and she was compassionate about serving her community. If I was going to serve, I wanted to serve in the city where I had ties, where my roots were, she says. I didn't want to go to another city. In 2001, Drains decided to level up. She pursued a master's degree in forensic science at the University of New Haven while working full-time as an officer. While still in grad school, she was recruited to become a Secret Service agent by a former special agent who was a fellow student in her class. He encouraged her to try out for the agency. I really was happy in Hartford, but he said, what does it hurt to apply? So I did, she recalls. About a year later, she was accepted into the Secret Service. In 2004, she began her Secret Service career in Brooklyn, where she handled everything from white-collar crime investigations to protective missions. She later transformed to the agency's office in White Plains, New York, so that she could be closer to her family. Then in 2012, she got the call to work in Washington, D.C. I was assigned to the Dignitary Protective Division, which is the first step to working with the president and the vice president of the United States, she explained, working with other cabinet members at that point. Her first assignment was as a part of the Secret Service detail for Janet Napolitano, former Secretary of Homeland Security. From there, you learn it's not that you don't ever make mistakes, Drain says, but you try and keep your ears open. You take direction from folks who are senior to you and teaching. A year later, she received her assignment to join the Presidential Protective Detail, but she describes the moment as bittersweet. I was humbled and grateful, she says, but there were some people who had asked for that same assignment who weren't selected for reasons having nothing to do with their capabilities. Not everyone can be chosen for everything. So when you have friends and you all want the same thing, it's hard when someone gets it and someone doesn't. Still, Drains was honored to have the opportunity to serve the nation's commander-in-chief. That's a big deal, she says. Obviously, during that time, the commander-in-chief happened to be our first ever African-American president. That meant it was an extra lift for us as an agency because of the amount of attention he drew. Fortunately, says Drains, the agency prepares its agents in stages. Supervisors build and support staff members taped to work on the presidential protective detail until they are considered able to handle whatever might come along with being on the president's team. You're not ready, nor do you have the knowledge or the skill set to be ready for these high-level officials who have a much higher risk associated with them, she explains. So Drains gradually took on increased responsibility, starting with being on former National Security Advisor Susan Rice's protective detail. I gained a great amount of exposure, experience, and knowledge about how to work in that space and how to navigate, the former agent now says. I'm in D.C., and it's completely different than when I was back in New York because I'm working with a completely different group of people. Everything she learned led to her assignment with First Lady Michelle Obama's detail. I feel like saying that was a privilege and an honor is an understatement, she admits. Although Drain's career was reaching new heights in 2014, family obligations took priority. After the passing of her mother and sister, Gaines became the caretaker of her teenage nephew. She began to realize that life as an agent wouldn't allow her to nurture her nephew in the way she needed. The agency changed the season and the direction of my life. She reflects, I grew to love them the way I love the Hartford Police Department. Still, Drains made the hard decision to step down from her position 3 years later. By that time, she was able to leverage the relationship she had built and the knowledge she had gained to start her own security consulting firm. Everything she needed fell divinely into place, she remembers. The place I needed to align with, the name, the logo, every aspect of the firm came to me at the appointed time and place, she says. What makes her firm Elite Strategy Global even more special is that the company is owned and run by a Black woman. Drain also intentionally recruited qualified women of color and placed them in leadership roles. As a woman of color who has made a career in law enforcement, I wanted to create something that could offer inspiration to others who aspire to have careers in this field, Drain says. That's why she deliberately sought out women who had been as rigorously trained as she had been. This past summer, her new security business came full circle when her team worked the 25th annual Essence Festival in New Orleans, providing security for the event. That included coverage at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, where Mrs. Obama made a special appearance. It was good to see everyone again, Drain says of her former associates. Although leaving the Secret Service while grieving her mother and sister had been hard, she was able to establish a thriving business. Touching base with her past was just one more assurance that her leap of faith would continue to reap great awards. And we're going to stop right here. So next week, we're going to cover the trending topics, and hopefully we'll get to the cover story of Taraji P. Henson. But looks like that we have actually run out of time for today's episode of Essence Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed, and I'm Nicole Hunter, and you have been listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. So long until next time.